listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to The Pampered Pooch. I'm your host, Christine Latham.
And I'm your co-host, Vicki Nixon.
Today we're going to be talking about Halloween. It's something special that you can also celebrate with your pet. There's lots of cool things you can do, whether it's going to be a party that you have for other dogs in your area, whether you're going to dress them up in costumes.
Take them out trick-or-treating if you're going to go where all the people and the kids are.
We'll have some safety tips for you. So make sure and stay tuned after a word from our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step by step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
When you're looking to add a pet into your life, consider adopting a homeless animal from your local shelter or rescue group. Whether you want a kitten, puppy, or a more mature pet, a purebred or a one-of-a-kind mixed breed, even a rabbit or hamster, your shelter has the best selection of animals anywhere, all screened for good health and behavior. PetLifeRadio.com presents Take Me Home with your host, Susan Daffron. Join us each week as we showcase wonderful pets, tell stories, and even throw some pet education into the mix. So get ready to find out why the pet adoption option can be a great way to add a furry companion into your life. Take Me Home every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Pampered Pooch. Now today we're going to be talking about Halloween. And as fun as Halloween can be, you want to make sure that you're keeping your Pampered Pooch safe. Some ideas that if you're going to have stay at home and have trick-or-treaters coming over, a few things you might want to keep in mind. Make sure that you keep your bowl full of candy away from your pooch. Not only chocolate, of course chocolate in all forms, especially dark or baking chocolate, can be very dangerous for dogs. Some of the other candies that you might not want to have around your dogs especially are candies that are containing any artificial sweeteners. They can be very poisonous to your dog. It can kind of lead to sudden drop in blood pressure, can lead to depression, lack of coordination, seizures, liver failure, etc. So it's always a good idea to keep your bowl full of candy away from the dogs. Absolutely. You know, and not only just what's in the candy, but also like the foil.
And candy wrappers, Christine.
Yeah, the sticks that are in suckers. You know, all that good stuff can be choking hazards, can cause a blockage in their intestines, etc. So make sure that you keep your treats away from your pet.
And remember, I know we've discussed it, chocolate is extremely poisonous for pets. Symptoms of chocolate poisoning would include excessive drooling, excessive urination, pupil dilation, rapid heartbeat, vomiting and diarrhea, hyperactivity, muscle tremors and seizures, or coma. because of the caffeine in dark chocolate and baker's chocolate, this can kill your pet. So any of these signs, or if you know your dog got into chocolate, get to your vet or an emergency vet right away.
You know, and there are a lot of people I know have said, oh, my dog has gotten into chocolate before and they were fine. But they say, you know, they're lucky first that nothing happened.
Right.
But they say that just because it didn't hurt them once doesn't mean they're not going to hurt them again.
Exactly.
So something to keep in mind, that just because your dog got into it before doesn't mean that it's going right. to be okay next time.
And even if it's a small amount, the vet always induces vomiting, Christine. They want that chocolate out. You know, they use that charcoal and then they'll settle it down with ice cream. And as your dog or pets will be in the house while trick-or-treaters come, there's a couple of different options you can do. Opening and closing your door and people coming up to the door triggers that protective instinct in animals. And a lot of times with the costumes and all that, the dogs are on a little higher level of, you know, anxiety. Make sure you keep up a baby gate that keeps your dogs confined in front of the door. So if somebody accidentally opens the door or tries to come in, that, you know, they can't get and run after the trick-or-treaters. And you want to make sure that if you're having a party, that your dogs are in a safe room if there's going to be a lot of people over, or you're having trick-or-treaters actually come in your house or on your porch. Just make sure that they're safe behind a baby gate and there's no accidents that can happen then.
That's probably good for the trick-or-treaters too, because even the best behaved dog, you never know what can trigger them into becoming, you know, antisocial.
Yes,
so
exactly.
It also keeps the trick-or-treaters safe as well. And especially with all the ringing of the doorbells and the people knocking on the doors, that's really going to agitate them. So if there's a place that you can keep your dog that's going to be a little less, you know, anxiety for them, that'd probably be a good idea. And like Vicky said, if not, then that baby gate will be a good idea so they don't get loose. And make sure your dog has IDs, because if they do get out, you want to make sure that they can be found.
Another area of Halloween safety for our pets is very important. During, before, and after Halloween, leaving your pets outside is not a good idea. It is a time that many pets may be hurt or injured, and people's pets can become victims. And so dogs and cats, make sure that you keep them inside the house a few days before, a few days after. If they're outside, make sure you're outside with them. They're safer inside, and you know exactly what's going on.
You know, and some of the, you know, different decorations that you might have outside and inside, you might want to watch, like, cords. Make sure you keep wires and cords from, like, electric lights and other decorations out of the reach of your pets. They can either chew them, which, of course, you know, would be bad. Or what I had happen one time is Sugar and the foster we had at the time, Elliot, they were playing chase in the house, and they knocked over a lamp, and a cord got wrapped around Sugar's neck. And it was really, like, by the time I got out there, because I was in another room, it was wrapped around so tightly, she was, like, literally choking from the cord. And the more she struggled, the worse it got. So that's another, you know, thing to think about. You got a lot of loose wires hanging around, cords, whatever. You know, just keep that in mind. Usually all the time I can. If there's an area that they're going to be able to get through now, often I don't have that cord plugged in anymore. But, you know, so it's something to keep in mind. Another thing could be, like, carved pumpkins with, light candles inside, jack-o'-lanterns, or whatever you want to call it, of course, with your pet.
Right.
You know, even if they're not meaning to, the happy tail or whatever.
Yes, exactly. It can knock that over, and they can get burned or
cause a fire.
Yes.
Exactly. You know, some of the Halloween plants, like pumpkins or other types of plants, can be, you know, considered to be relatively toxic. Just because they can produce, like, you know, some gastrointestinal problems, you know, upset the stomachs. And then just depending on how big of a piece that they get, could cause some blockage.
Right. Corn husks are they don't break down. And we decorate with the corn husks and standing up. And if a dog gets, you know, chewing on that, that's all you need. So make sure you pay attention to stuff like that.
You know, Vicky, and if you're going to take your dog out trick-or-treating with you, you know, that might not be the best idea ever, but if you're going to, then there's some things that could make it, you know, more safe for your animal. And one thing, too, I want to mention is if you're driving, make sure you're on the alert for not only, of course, you know, kids that are trick-or-treating, but there could be a lot of loose animals that are running, you know, a little more scared than usual, and they might dart in front of you. So just keep that in mind. And I know you've got some kind of reflective...
Yes, especially on Halloween, but they're able to be used all the time. There's different reflective items for dogs that are wonderful. They have reflector ID tags that are look like, you know, those stakes you put at the end of your driveway so people don't drive on your grass. They're that same red color or orange color, and you can write your name on the back. Cetacea has those. That's www.cetaceacorp.com. We're also going to have this on our blog, so you can find these at there at the Pampered Pooch. They have some great lighted leashes that are actually lighted with LED lights that blink on and off, and they're visible from a half mile away. Easy on and off switch, 4.5 feet long. They use AA batteries, and you can even get a matching collar. Those run about $23. Great item because it's lighted with the LED. They have blinkers. There's all different kinds. There's a collar one that's a regular blinky light. They have an LED bright blinkers. And then they have pup lights, which are high-powered lights to illuminate the way for your dog. And it fits on the collar or the harness. That's a real bright light. You may also want to consider a reflective vest. Great for Halloween, especially because it comes in orange. Or any other time, if you take your pets a lot out walking at night. The vest is waterproof. It's great for wet or dry weather. They have a reflective strip on there. It's a bright orange vest that glows in the dark. And you can machine wash it. Those run between $12 and $16. Great items. There's also some companies that make reflective dog vests, custom sized to your dog. And you can get a matching people vest. So if you're walking your dog and you can also get reflective dog handkerchiefs for around their neck or reflective collar covers. So those are some of the great reflective items that you can use not just on Halloween, but all the time if you're walking your dog. Blinking lights or reflectors, anything to make your dog be seen. You know what would be really cool, Christine? I shouldn't say this. Someone's going to take my idea. Wouldn't it be really cool if you could get a scrunchie that's glow in the dark and put it on the end of your dog's tail? So from the front and from the back, your dog would be reflective.
That would be cool. And they've got, I don't know if you've seen, they've got like glow sticks. It's, you know, you've seen those up, but they're like onto the collar and onto leash. Just like an actual glow stick on it.
That's great.
Yeah. So they've got tons of products out there. You can find them anywhere. eBay's got a ton of them too. So check out, you know, all the different options to keep your dog well lit in the dark. Okay, and no Halloween is complete without dressing your dog in a Halloween costume.
That's right.
You know, not all dogs are going to like it. Mine don't, I have to tell you. But I figured they'll be okay for one day if I, you know, want to dress them up a little. So.
And for those of us that can't sew and make our own Halloween costumes, because I'd love to sometimes.
Yeah, you can go online. There are a lot of different Halloween costume stores that are going to sell new costumes, obviously like Petco and PetSmart too. But if you're, you know, trying to find something different, or if you just want to see an idea of all the different costumes out there, a few of the favorite ones I found this year are Fun Stuff for Dogs, all spelled out, .com, GlamourDog.com, and DoggyVogue.com. Those are three that I like the most. And I think you'll see that there are usually like two types of costumes for dogs. You're going to see the like full body costume, and then you're going to see a type that's basically just the front. You'll have a costume that goes over their legs and then around their neck. And it looks like they're going to have like, say, a Wizard of Oz costume, and you can see the scarecrow from the front, but the rest of the body is... you know.
Behind the costume, so to speak.
Yeah, so you got two different types out there. I kind of prefer the full body costume because I think it looks, you know, a little better. But there, you know, all kinds out there. There's a lot of different types. If you have more than one dog like me, I like to make a theme. We've gone to some of the, like, Petco and stuff in the past, and we've entered, you know, some contests before. Or, like, a doggy bakery, you know, different places around that have some contests. And you can win some money. So that's a good idea, is if you have more than one dog, maybe dress them similar or whatever. So that's something to think about. When you're ordering your dog's costume, make sure that you measure them first. You're going to need to know how many inches from their neck to their tail. You're going to need to know how much their chest is. So just measure, around till it meets each other. And then also the neck, how big the neck is. Those are three measurements you're going to need for picking out a costume. And when you're looking for a costume online, make sure you check each one to check the size. They're going to list, what it will fit for each of those dimensions. And if they don't, you probably don't want to buy it, quite honestly.
Correct. Because how many costumes have I bought that haven't fit and then I'm stuck?
Yeah, that's the other thing. If you're going online or even in a store, you might want to check the return policy, because a lot of times they don't return costumes, especially around Halloween. Mm-hmm. And then if you're ordering online, make sure to take into consideration how much time it's going to take to ship. Because if you're, maybe ordering from overseas and it's going to take 3 weeks and you're ordering it in October, then it might not come in time. So, just think about that. Or you might want to start early next year. So those are some of the different types of costumes, where to find them at. There's all kinds of cool stuff out there of what your dog can dress up like. Just depends on what you personally like. And maybe you'll even dress up to match your dog. That's even better.
That's a good one. And we'll be right back after this word from our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned. Give your dog some thought with Dog Thoughts. It's the iPhone application that everyone's talking about.
Hey, what do you think of this? A man in Davis, California says he's invented an application for the iPhone that claims it can read your dog's mind. Huh? No, it's true. I read about it on my cat's Twitter page. That's why.
Jay Leno talked about it, CBS reported on it, and now you can see what all the buzz is about. Created just for dog lovers, Dog Thoughts makes taking photos of your furry best friend more fun. Shake your dog and read his mind. On your iPhone, of course. Take a pic of your pup, shake your phone, and watch as his thoughts appear on the screen. Does he have a bone to pick with you, or is he having a tail-wagging day? Get your Dog Thoughts iPhone app today. Just 99 cents. Go to PetLifeRadioPromotions.com. That's PetLifeRadioPromotions.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Having a rough day? Longing for the dog days of summer? Think your fun furry friend lives a dog's life? Well, find out everything you're begging to know as Pet Life Radio presents It's a Doggy Dog World with pet expert and award-winning author Liz Palaika. Every dog has his day, and you'll find out how to make your dog's day fun and rewarding every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets
on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Okay, and if you are having perhaps a Halloween party that includes your dogs, we have some party planning tips for you. Of course, start out with inviting any of your friends that have pets that you might want to come. Of course, they're going to be animals that are going to be well-behaved around the other dogs.
That's right. Everybody's up to date on shots.
Yes, that's another
No aggressor dogs.
Absolutely. We've talked about it before. Meetup's a good way to meet a lot of people with pets that will be willing to come to your events. That's what we do. So, you know, obviously give people plenty of time. One thing that we did is say, you know, dressing up is optional, so that way people don't feel like they have to dress themselves up or their dogs, because there's some people that don't want to dress up their dogs. A lot of people like it, though.
Yes, they do.
They just think it's cute. One of the things I did last year when we had a Halloween party is we had a lot of best dressed categories, and we had presents, you know, like scariest, cutest, you know, all over, most unique. So make sure you have some categories for people to win. And your prizes don't have to be a lot of money. It could just be, you know, treats or something if you wanted. Whatever. It's people, or ribbons. Like, I passed out some ribbons or buttons or whatever.
People love that.
Yeah, so, you know, it's not something you have to put a lot of money into. And one, I think last year for the, like, overall best dressed or best costume, I had bought, like, this. A lady had made these bones that are made out of biscuits. Like, in the shape of bones.
Yes.
So, it was a reef bone. So, that was just something cute to give away. We also made sure, you know, have, like, a CD in the background with scary music so you can set the theme of the party. You know, maybe an idea is to have an area set up in your party with, like, an inflatable decoration where you can have pictures taken, you know, next to that decoration so people can have a keepsake.
Yes.
Of course, you know, you're going to have some treats for the dogs. Maybe you're going to have, like, goodie bags with some treats. Also, you know, have probably some, you know, snacks for the people as well. Maybe some cider. Cider donuts. Or, like, at that time of year, maybe, like, a spice cupcake. I think last year I made some cupcakes, and I put, like, those, you know, cheap spider rings that kids get for, like, 10 cents or something. And I put those in the cupcakes just to make them look cute. You know, so lots of decorations all over the place, of course. You know, like those cheap cobwebs you can buy. Those really look good all over the place. Of course, you want to have, like, chairs for people to sit in. Make sure you have lots of water bowls for the dogs, fresh water. Don't forget the poop bags, of course.
That's right. Because there'll always be some of that going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, other stuff to clean up afterwards.
Yes.
You know, one thing I always try to put on the table, too, is a hand sanitizer. Because we're all loving on our dogs and everything. And yet, if you want to eat something, you don't have to stop and go, you know,
wash
your hands. Right. So that's just a few party planning tips for your Halloween party to pay for your pooch. You know, and I forgot to mention, when you're dressing up your pet, you want to make sure that the costume isn't unsafe. Make sure it's not going to restrict the animal's movement in any way. It doesn't impede the hearing or its ability to breathe, of course.
Right.
Or even bark, you know, you want them to be able to make noise.
Peripheral vision's really important, especially for pets.
Absolutely. And then just, you know, take a closer look. Make sure there's no, like, small dangling or easily, you know, chewed pieces that can be broken off or choked on. Just make sure that it's a well-fitted costume with nothing that's unsafe for your pet. Another thing with a party planning that you might want to consider is games for your event.
Yes, definitely. Games are fun. There's a couple of things that you can do that actually involve the dogs and their pets and their people. One thing that we usually set up at some of our parties is we have a little bit of agility equipment, a real low pole to jump over, maybe a tunnel. So that's kind of a fun thing for a dog to do. The tunnel's a little bit much for dogs that have never done agility, so you may just want to even have, like, a little step up on a plank or a little area where they can sit in the circle and stay, and they can maybe jump over the little pole, you know, leave it 6 inches off the ground or whatever. Another thing, I went to a Halloween party with my dogs that was so fun, was they had this thing called dunking for hot dogs. You know how people dunk for apples? What they did was they took, like, a stainless steel, I wouldn't use a plastic tub because of bacteria and stuff, took a stainless steel tub, you know, like a foot tub, I would say, and they filled it with water, and then they took broken pieces of hot dog, and they made the water real shallow, you know, like, because the dog's got to put his nose in there. And some of those dogs really went after the hot dogs. My dogs wanted nothing to do with it, but some of the dogs just, like, hot right in there, you know, and dunking for those hot dogs. That was a fun game.
Yeah, I know. I remember Sugar and Princess, they kept, like, wanting to put their nose in to get the hot dog, but they never would. But yeah, it was still fun to see them, like, try. And I think another game that we played at that event is, I have no idea what they called it, but they basically would put a row of treats. And then you would be on one end, and your dog would be on the other, and you would tell your dog to come to you, and whoever's dog would come to you the quickest without stopping at the treats to eat them was the winner. And that was really a fun one.
Yeah, that's a good game.
Yeah, and you know, they'd have like different rounds or whatever, so that way there'd be like an ultimate winner. There's a lot of different games out there that you could play. I think they have like a musical chairs for pets.
Yeah.
Except for who, I think at the end, instead of like the chair, it's whoever's dog sits first or sits last gets out of the musical chairs.
Right.
Yeah, so.
It's a fun game.
There are a lot of different things out there. Use your imagination. Think of a game that you might think is fun, but I'm sure your guests will really appreciate having something to do with their pet while they're there. This is Christine Latham with the Pampered Pooch, and today we are at Emmy Latham's 13th birthday party. And today we are having an old Hollywood glamour / movie theme. And the first thing that you see when you come into the door is a Presenting Stars attraction banner with foil stars hanging down slightly in the entranceway so people have to walk through it with an Emmitt 1 golden ticket. We also have a red fabric carpet to set the entrance. We have a concession area that is set up with, of course, food and drink with the Hollywood glamour theme. We have some treats for the dogs, including Woofy Pop and some Frosty Paws ice cream. We've also made a delicious cake for the dogs. And you can't forget for your people, you have to also follow the theme and have some mixed butter, cheddar, and caramel popcorn for them as well. And we have some punch and some lots of good stuff. Over in another side of the room, we have an area set up with a trifold poster board. This is starring Emmy with a very cute picture of her. Our goodie bags include a single dose of Woofy Pop, which comes in three different flavors that we're using anyway, cheddar, bacon, and filet mignon. And we have, inside the goodie bags, we also have a little golden trophy that has a best guess label for Emmy's birthday. And in case people don't know each other, or everyone doesn't know each other, we've got some labels, name tags, if you would say. And it says, my name is such and such, and this is my dog's name. We also have a gift table area set up where we have a reel of film strip strewn throughout the gift table with the centerpiece of an award. And to very much decorate that gift table, we've got some theme balloons as well. And our colors today are gold, silver, black, and white. Very cute. Around the room, we have a few different scene setters, like Hollywood, Party with the Stars, Awards Night, and The Winner Is. It's very cute. We've got lots of agility equipment set out, toys for the dogs to play with, water bowls, cleanup, everything. It's going to be a great birthday. And our Pamper Pooch of the week is Cooper. Cooper is a Pomeranian. He's around 1 year old. Some of his nicknames are Cooper the Rescue Dog or Coop. And he's got kind of an interesting arrival story. His mom, whose name is Anne, basically they had another dog, a 13-year-old Cocker Spaniel named Bailey, who was deaf and has limited vision out of only one eye. Bailey's day is mostly spent sleeping. Her husband had been unfortunately battling cancer for the last several years. At this time, he's cancer-free, which is great. But after 3 years of being a caregiver, Anne really needed something or someone to kind of boost her spirits. So at first, you know, her husband was a little bit reluctant on having another, you know, lifetime commitment of an animal here. But they talked about it and, you know, they knew how much it was going to be for them, how great it was going to be. And eventually they agreed. Anne spent hours each day on Pet Finders trying to find the perfect pet. She was not looking for a Pomeranian at all. She, in fact, wanted a small, smooth-coated dog with, you know, minimal grooming requirements, something like a miniature pincher. But then she saw Cooper's face looking straight into her eyes from the Pet Finder picture. At that time, he was called Titan. Shortly after sending in her application to Small Dogs Rescue in Ann Arbor, Michigan, she was contacted and asked if she wanted to meet Titan. The people who run Small Dog Rescue also operate a kennel where she had boarded her dogs in the past. So basically the owner had said that Titan used to belong to a person who had to go into a care situation where she couldn't take Titan with her anymore. So unfortunately, you know, that happens a lot. That's how I got Emmy, actually. You know, needless to say, Anne said it was like love at first sight. Cooper pranced right up to her, wagging his whole body, and her heart totally melted. Because she knew the person that, you know, owned this kennel and ran the rescue, she was told that she could take Titan home with her that very day. And she immediately named him Cooper. Just before she arrived, She basically, Cooper had gotten groomed and was in tip-top shape. She can't say enough about that rescue. They've placed over 500 pets since 2000. And unlike some small rescues, it's truly in the best interest of the dog. So she'd really like to promote that rescue. Very reasonable pricing. They're always up to date on vaccinations, you know, grooming, etc. Some of Cooper's likes. He likes to begin each day by jumping on their bed and coming over to lick Anne in the face, jump on her, paw her awake. I know that feeling. Mm-hmm, although mine's a lot with a whine from Sugar. And then although Cooper could sleep in the bed, he chooses to either sleep in a dog bed, on the floor, or under the bed, especially during thunderstorms. He loves food. After eating breakfast, he usually will get a chew treat to work on, you know, pretty much through the morning. So that's some of his likes. His favorite dog toy, he has a tiny little fox that doesn't have any stuffing. We call it his flat fox. It goes with Cooper, you know, pretty much wherever he goes. He'll pick it up, he'll clamp down over it, until there's pretty much, the fox is like in one lump and there's just parts hanging all over the place, so it sounds pretty cute. And some of the dog's favorite foods, he likes chicken and steak, but he'll eat pretty much anything because he loves food. His favorite activities is he likes to play fetch and chase, where they chase him all around the house. Sugar likes that too. His best trick or command, he stands on his hind legs and he'll put his front paws together over and over. It's kind of like he's either begging or praying. They're not sure which, but it's very adorable. Some of the ways that they pamper Cooper, they love to give him tummy, you know, scratches because he likes it and they like to pamper him. And then every few days, she'll brush his long coat. And during that time, Cooper lays on her lap and enjoys, you know, the one-on-one time, which is really nice. So basically, you know, Anne, you know, really has gotten a brightened life from Cooper. She likes to spend her day with him, and he makes her and her husband both laugh. So they're very thankful to have him in their life. And that is Cooper. That's actually all the time we have for today. We appreciate you listening, and stay tuned next time.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.